Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 12th Annual January Graduate Recognition Ceremony. I am Rachel Price, the Senior Class Commencement Chair and a member of the Senior Class Council. The academic procession is about to begin. Please take your seats and kindly clear all of the aisles. Also, please take a moment to make sure the ringers on your cell phones are turned off. The event is being live streamed for the web, so please remain in your seats during the ceremony so as to not block the cameras by the video staff and professional photographers. The video can be viewed at Cornell Cast next week. There will be opportunities to take photos with your student after the ceremony. Please take a moment to locate the closest exit to you. In case of an emergency, listen carefully to the instructions over the PA system. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the readers from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Jason Kahabka. From the Johnson Graduate School of Management, Assistant Dean Amanda Sol Shaw. From the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Senior Associate Director Kevin Harris. From the College of Architecture, Art and Planning, Associate Dean Barry Perlis. From the School of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Stephen Carvell. From the College of Human Ecology, Senior Associate Dean Kay Obendorf. From the College of Engineering, Associate Dean Alan Zender. From the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean Donald Vians. And from the College of Arts and Sciences, Assistant Dean Patricia Wasilu. Thank you for coming, and please join us at the reception afterwards.
Thank you. Good morning, families, friends, colleagues, and students. We've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the interim provost, Harry Katz.
I offer my sincere congratulations to all the students gathered here who will soon be graduates of Cornell University. You have worked hard, accomplished much, and enriched your lives by exploring the opportunities provided by this marvelous university. And you have the wonderful distinction of completing your studies at Cornell during the university's sesquicentennial anniversary year. My congratulations also go to the family and friends who have nurtured and supported these students. They could not have gotten here without you. We faculty and staff of Cornell thank you for providing us with such charming and challenging students. You soon-to-be graduates have studied a wide variety of subjects, and you've developed expertise in disciplines ranging across the humanities, the arts, the social sciences, and the natural sciences, and in the various professional fields. At the same time, you share a common experience that goes beyond having been together at this particular time and in this particular place. Your common experience originates in the unique Cornell view of higher education. Cornell is not just any university. Rather, from its origin 150 years ago, Cornell has had a particular view of higher education, and that view has shaped the education you received here. This unique approach to education at Cornell goes back to its founding and is well described in a book on the history of Cornell, recently authored by two of Cornell's leading scholars, Professor Glenn Altshuler and Isaac Kramnik. As Altshuler and Kramnik write, the founders of Cornell rejected, quote, many of the dominant assumptions and practices of 19th and 20th century university educators, end quote. And Cornell, quote, thumbed its nose at old-fashioned required curricula, end quote. A key aspect of Cornell's approach to higher education was avoidance of the study of theory for theory's sake, in favor of forging a link between theory and practice. So while Cornell deserves its place in the Ivy League, from the beginning, it decidedly sought to avoid being trapped in the ivory tower. Cornell's early practical bent was reinforced by its land-grant origins and the associated strong role and high standing of its College of Agriculture and College of Veterinary Medicine. Consistent with this practical side was the 20th century expansion at Cornell of applied-oriented colleges, such as the College of Human Ecology, the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, the Hotel School, the College of Engineering, the Johnson Graduate School of Management, the Law School, the Weill Cornell Medical College, and the School of Industrial and Labor Relations. With an emphasis on study that examines the intersection of theory and practice, it is natural that the Cornell idea of higher education also places upon its students a responsibility to make use of their education in a manner that promotes the public good. At the same time, bound tightly to a tradition of academic and personal freedom, Cornell seeks not to constrain its graduates in how they serve the public good. The responsibility to serve is well described by the inscription on the Eddy Street Gate entrance to our campus, down where a number of those restaurants are that you visit. The gate reads, So enter that daily thou mayest become more learned and thoughtful. So depart that daily thou mayest become more useful to thy country and to mankind. I encourage you to remember those words and fulfill them through your own special talents and your own life journey. One of the reasons you, the January graduates, enjoy so many career options is because you've worked hard while you're here and you've worked hard to get here. I congratulate you on your accomplishments, but I also remind you that you didn't get here solely on the basis of your own actions. You were helped enormously by your parents and your wider family. In the midst of this celebration, take time to think about the ways your family helped you get here and reflect on how much your family, whether here in Barton Hall or with us in spirit today, enriches this event. You will find that the pressures of work, the immediate demands of your personal life, and globalization will test your ability to stay connected to your family. As those demands intensify, you will also feel pressures pulling you away from the friends now sitting next to you. I encourage you to find ways to overcome those pressures, whether by reconnecting through Cornell alumni events in the years ahead, or through your own devices, literally and figuratively. Your Cornell friendships will add meaning to your lives. Be forewarned, time will pass quickly. If you think your time at Cornell went fast, wait until you step outside. You'll need to assert yourself to slow things down, or else you'll find that family ties and friendships will fray. You are a delightful and talented group and have greatly enriched the lives of the faculty and staff of Cornell. You will honor us through your future accomplishments. There is nothing more rewarding to us than to periodically reconnect with you. So please do stay in touch, and thank you. And now, please welcome the president of the senior class, Don Muir.
Good morning, and congratulations. Today, I have been asked to address the end of our journey at Cornell University. However, I think that I'll start at the beginning. 4 years ago, I remember waiting in line here in Barton Hall to have my picture taken for my Cornell student ID. Later, thousands of freshmen were in this very building, meeting new people, laughing nervously, eagerly registering for different student organizations on campus. During the following years, we combated cold winters with hot beverages at Lab Cafe, closed out Croc Library, preparing for that first or final prelim. We joined clubs. We've gone Greek. We created new organizations on campus. We witnessed the closure of East Ave, but the opening of Cafe Jenny, the fall of Ruloff's, but the rise of Gates Hall. By our final year, we mastered the art of course enroll, became leaders in our respective organizations, and shaped and guided the future leaders of this institution. Today, you are moving on. You are graduating from one of the world's most prestigious academic institutions. As you walk across the stage today, achieving your most recent milestone and turning to the next chapter in life, it is imperative to remember all that we have gained from our time on the Hill. I've been told that the greatest takeaway was the all-nighter that built our character. The thesis that enhanced our writing, or the mathematics course which established our quantitative ability. However, I would argue that the greatest takeaway cannot be found in a textbook. Rather, it comes from one another. Over the past few years, we have developed lifelong bonds, learning from each other and institutionalizing a network that will continue into perpetuity. Yes, today you are moving on. You are moving on, but never moving past, because those impenetrable bonds and lifelong friendships will march with you hand in hand as you shape our future. Today, you are graduating from Cornell, but you are graduating with Cornell as well. Today, you are graduating with the world's newest generation of leaders. Our past is full of great leaders. In fact, I look at my 91-year-old grandfather joining us here today in Barton Hall. He immigrated to the United States and volunteered for World War II out of high school. Rather than fighting the Ithaca winter, he landed on Utah Beach during the D-Day invasion to fight for our freedom. It's anecdotes like these which remind me of the sacrifice made by the leaders of our past. As graduates of Cornell University, you are the leaders of our future. Today, I have been asked to address the end of our journey at Cornell. However, I believe that today is only the beginning. As we push forward, innovate, achieve, we will create new businesses rather than new organizations on campus. We will defend human rights rather than defending our thesis. But we will never forget the university that brought us together today, once again reunited in Barton Hall on the eve of its 150th anniversary. We will never forget this incredible institution far above Cayuga's waters. We will never forget Cornell. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs. Will the senior vice provost and dean of the graduate school, Barbara Knuth, please step forward, and the PhD candidates from the graduate school approach the platform. The PhD candidates will each be officially hooded by Dean Knuth, which signifies their success in completing a doctoral degree graduate program.
Margaret Brosnahan, Immunology. Elizabeth Steiger, Animal Science. Kristen Davis, Animal Science. Alexander Moore, Theoretical and Applied Mechanics. Brian Koo, Chemical Engineering. Jennifer Shirk, Natural Resources. Melina Blees, Physics. Ryan McQuinn, Plant Biology. Sherry Jean Katz, Communications. Jenny Soans, Molecular and Integrative Physiology. Sam Posen, Physics. Young Bai, Horticulture.
Will the master's candidates from the graduate school please approach the platform?
Charles Rapazzo. Rachel Gilbert. Adeline Chen. Zachary Goldblatt. John Wujik. Eileen Liu. Brian Huber. Eric Bodner. Chen Li. Ying Li. Yongben Ro Yu. Nianlong Ho. Ruolin Wang. Saumya Bhatt. Tushur. Raveen Garcia. Patrick Burns. Abiram Sandaram. Mikhail Yakanis. M. Alexandra Aboud. Catherine McQuaid. Priya Numbiar. Brianne Lieberman. Yining Xu. Xinan Li. Sunghan Si. Terence DeJesus. Kong Wong. Lena Bartel. Jason Bartel. Evan McQuarrie. Nicholas Jungsworth. Edward Lahaki. Sarah Lee. Samuel Lester. Joshua Freeberg. Jeremy Feinstein. William Wineland. Shoan Yan. Du Soon. Tianton Yu. Chao Chen. Bo Sun. Joshua Phillips. Trey Calhoun. Aziza Arkin. Si Chen. Yaolin Wang. Ju Nan. Jian Jiong. Yubin Sang. Rashika Ghosh. Patrick Dorian. Ryan Huang. Jason Wong. Varun Rooney. Vincent Rosa. Simran Sikon. Kelly Ho. Zhu Zhang. Lin Lee. Pawit Chayanunpatkun. Asta Acharya. Zihao Chen. Jia Song. John Fan. Chengyu Tsai. Qian Chao. Ryan Grisco. Deng Deng. Michael Christina. Sean True. Yingjia Zhao. Kang Lee. Rahul Jain. Ubashake Pudmanhan. Yushwat Submarinian. Jacqueline Maloney. Natesh Danti. P. Lau. Mingzi Niu. Tianji Gao. Runpeng Yu. Ming Xiao. Zhenyu Chen. Yong Yong. Zicheng Shi. David Kelly. Alexander Moss. Deyu Liu. Katrina Zhang. Juxi Hua. Jesse Lin. Deyu Liu. Natalie Vinoy. Judy Kim. Corey Pomerantz. Michael Romanko. Huyun Wang. Yithi Li. Lingnan Liu. Yi Shen. Yi Tao. Tang Qu. Rachel Silverman. Najud El-Fayez. Arpana Hosabayetu. Harsh Shah. Ramya Balasubramanian. Yashawani Shikarapa. Anil Kumar. Puvadi. Ratika Srivatsava. Darshan Manyani. Britesh Patel. Sneha Prasad Habur Narashima Prasad. Ganesh Sripta Satish Chandra. Julia Kampf. Pargravit Paramanchit. Shalin Lee. Yaze Chen. Krishna Chatani. Raghavendra Raghavatana. Levi Lundgren. Kenyi Jung. George Wei. Luis Liu. Jin Shao. Yang Zhang. Sumitra Mitra. John Vogel. Thank you. Thank you. Julia Kumpf. Xiaoshu Li. Yazu Chen. Fei Shi. Menying Shi. Jackie Chu. Siu Chen. Xian Chen. Kenneth Pu. Daniel Tattersall. Zhaoshen Chu. Kamila Ney. Noor Pouchalong. Nurlan Gabdu. My apologies. Say it one more time. Gabdu Jamalov. Moa Tun Ah. Hui Chow.
Thank you, Senior Vice Provost and Dean Knuth. Will the Associate Dean of the Johnson Graduate School of Management, Vishal Gaur, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Maxim Spivak. Philip Dwanzik.
Thank you, Associate Dean Gaur. Will the Interim Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Robert Smith, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Phoebe Awurama Sam. Molly Lipp. Kayuha Beck. Joseph Gomo. Sarah Berger. William Larkin.
Thank you, Interim Dean Smith. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Kent Kleinman, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Andrew Sullivan. Christopher Ray. Dylan Pranger. Charles Couples. Misuk Buck. Iroha Ito. Syra Akhtar. Mary Esther Palumbo. Yao Zhao. Taylor Stolbert. Yifei Yang. Ka Lung Yuan. Lily Chung. Juan Rodriguez Lopez. Alexandra Lima. Andrea Gonzalez. Yuri Chernets. Dongwook Kim. Maria Tsvetkova. Alan Delisantro. Andreas Gutierrez. Malia Teske. Mikul Johnley. Marie Giristante.
Thank you, Dean Kleinman. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Johnson, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Kathy Wang. Renee Girard. Chloe Arthur. Ashley Evans. Lucas Bush. Brooke Gerstein Salerno. Yakov Grigoriev. Eric Ari Rubin. Nick Fitch. Michael Rotella. Catherine Austin. Pooja Sen. Ian Toglia. Kevin Driscoll. Jane Zelenko. Elizabeth Young. Seung Hong Lee. Sujin Christine Shin. Adrian Murphy. Jordan Will Weber. Chelsea Green.
Kristen Stinovich. Brandon Stemler. Arwin Zhang. Yichen Liu.
Thank you, Dean Johnson. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mathias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Jill Austin. Jesse Ruoff. Brandon Morgan. Say Han. Melissa Koop. Timothy Smith. Mercedes Garcia. Brian McDonald. Abigail Gratham. Alicia Rathenberg. Yan E. Jong. Gloria Hugh. Don N. Lee. Q. Chang Huang. Nathia Subermani. Lindsay Hochberg. Min Yu Lee. Mary McKinney. Natalie Domanzin.
Thank you, Dean Mathias. Will the Associate Dean of the College of Engineering, Alan Zender, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Aditi Agarwal. Evan Niederhofer. Kaylee Schaefer. Trevor Hendrickson. Alexander Monteleone. Jacqueline Chen. Huhan Nelson Chu. Eunice Coyd. Andrew Bangi. Disha Sharma. Anya Li Bang Yang. Sean Mitchell. Deanna Lin. Anqi Zheng. Yi Zhao. Jeffrey Lee. Victoria Chu. Chris Liu. Bowie Lee. Minsu Bian. Sophia Sun. Noah Weingart. Jaehee Kim. Hameen G. Christine Luciano. Eun Beck.
Thank you, Associate Dean Zender. Will the Associate Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Jan Nyrop, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Sandy Chan. Sarah Khalil. Kelly Wallace. Claire Lender. Michael Gross. Joseph Nelson. Daniel Fortak. Elizabeth Roll. William Gann. Joe Judge. Yanshu Cheng. Kevin Chu. David Mary. Daniel Broll. Robert Murphy. Kristen Carr. Kelly DiStefano. Dylan Berger Katz. Harris Tills. Raj Merchant. Caitlin Dooling. Robert Neff. Dustin Lee. Julie Mina. Jeffrey Johnson. Hannah McHugh. Kirsten Morgan. Barbara Ann Force. Christina Stahl. David Skutelsky. Leonard Klassen. Zachary Steele. Alex Osei Bonsu. Casey Chamberlain. Alan Marcus. Steven Greenberg. Martin Anambili. Fabian Robinson. Malcolm Giles. Rehan Sabri. Morgan Cutter. Sheila Gordon. Jacqueline Pino. Alexa Rabbit. David Harris. Jonathan Namenworth. Adam Katz. Brandon O'Brien. Catherine Rojas. Monica Earl. Elena Patrick. Christine Gutches. Claire Segrist. Cora Kim. Sunjay Shin. Saki Lee. Ryan Rizzuti. Fatima Ali. Andy Kim. Hyun Jun Chung. Sarah Kozak. Catherine Zukowski. Frank Liu. Roy Glosser. Alana Lipson. Arthur West. Gabriel Matola. Graham Montgomery. Nathan Lee, or Nathan Green. Karen Schaub. Anchi Dai. Lei Chow. Catherine Young. Christian DiRado Owens. Shiana Garcia Frere. Bailey Deneen.
Thank you, Associate Dean Nyrup. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Gretchen Ritter, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Zhengxi Dai. Shourou Li. Hanying Zhang. Nathaniel Duval. Tucker Maggio Huchek. Clara Ann Joyce. Ji Won Hyo. Ji Min Lim. Ji Young Lim. Sung Young Ro. Jae Young Ki. Elizabeth Stain. Su Jin Lee. John Payton. Matthew Farrell. Kyle Bouten. Muang Ni Shu. Sarah Myers. Juliana Adabong. Jadia Quinn. Carrie Blakinger. Daniel Romaine. Gina Mercury. Sangmin Choi. Courtney Carrington. Alana Sykes. Samuel Tuong. Hannah Zrinya. Matthew Lynch. Benjamin Koop. Helen Hoxie. Bitriran Tazera. Shali Dong. Yuan Sha. Yiming Wang. Leonard Pritsovsky. Aditya Ruhalkar. Sabrina Perlman. Daniel Chazen. Kyung Wei Ho. Daniel Marshall. Maria Hernandez. Sophia Hossein. Antonio Enriquez Garcia. Ivy Chen. Samantha Hawkins. Cindy Luan. Yoon Suk Jung.
Thank you, Dean Ritter. Congratulations to all our graduates. Will the assembly please stand for the singing of the Alma Mater?